Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thing that I take away from Matt Ryan's presser today, you're going, Dukes and Bell, wait a minute, Matt Ryan, he doesn't play here anymore. You're right. He signed a one-day contract to retire as a Falcon. But here's what I take away, Mike, and we're going to talk about this coming up in our Falcon Report, more on the NFL draft in less than 15 minutes. You do not want to miss our conversation about Trae Young. Stay here. Mike, he's such a classy dude. I'm talking about Matt Ryan. Like, in the questions and the answers that I just heard today, and I don't know if I felt like it would be any different. I think we took for granted, and I say we as members of the media and guys that cover Matt Ryan, he always said the right thing, never took a dump on anybody. Whether it was the right thing to do when he could have, Mike, gone in on people, he never did. And today, I just thought he answered all of these questions. And by the way, the reason why I'm bringing this up is because he was asked about coaching. He said, I'm not interested. He said, I know the commitment it takes to become a coach and do those things and the guys, the hours these guys put in. Because people are out there saying, all right, well, he'll be a quarterback's coach and then he'll maybe be a head coach in the NFL. He said he's not interested, Mike.
No, he's got a great gig in TV, and if he handles it and plays his cards right, he's going to be climbing that that CBS ladder pretty quick because, you know, he's good in studio, he's good in game. You know, and he's a likable guy. You know, and Steve Weiss, our good buddy, says, and I quoted Steve from Twitter earlier, says, when Matt Ryan officially retiring as a Falcon today, Steve says, I can't understate what he did for the franchise and the city from the time of his arrival when the Falcons were in a very dark place until today. Steve says, salute to Matt and his family. And I agree. I said to Carl in the 2 o'clock hour, you know, when Mike goes to jail and this city's just upside down over, you know, what's going on with his franchise, Matt comes into this environment. And to this day, these guys will only accept a certain kind of quarterback in this city, which is a shame because Carl, Matt was nothing but class. He handled it with class and dignity. Consistent winning. Remember, going all the way back to Bartkowski and before that, this team had never had back-to-back winning seasons. So he establishes consistent winning culture. He earns an MVP. Yes, we all know how the Super Bowl ended, but as Carl pointed out earlier, you can't put that on Matt. And then and just at the end of the day, in 2020, when we're dealing with everything around the country and here in the city, guy gives up $500,000 to help in the inner city. It's pretty classy, you know? And the guy still can't catch a break from some of the fans out there, which is just so uncool.
Yeah, great to hear him speak today, and we'll play some of it for you coming up. Right now, though, let's talk dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
Connor Riley, 10 or 11 dogs are going in this draft. How many?
I actually think it's going to be less. I think it's only going to be 8, maybe 9 if, say, Kendall Milton gets picked in the back end. You know, it is funny, though, to say 8 or 9 and sort of make that feel like a disappointment. And that just speaks to where Georgia has been over the last 3-4 years.
Yeah, man, we talked about Brock Bowers and some of the silliness that came out of the combine because he's just a low-key guy. And I know you get to see him around that lot. I mean, what do you think Brock Bowers is going to be? Now, obviously, go to the right team, that certainly helps. But it just seems like his talent, and despite a few guys that are naysayers, it just seems like that game translates to the next level.
The only way, in my opinion, that Brock Bowers doesn't work out at the next level is if the team with the 10th pick in the draft selects him, which is the New York Jets, because the New York Jets are a cursed franchise and will find some way to not take advantage of Brock Bowers' obvious talents. This is as good of a player as I have covered in my time at Georgia. And if you have questions about what's he like off the field, what is he bringing to that? He had an ankle injury in the middle of this season, and he was obviously clearly a first-round draft pick. He had already won two national championships where he was the best offensive player, in my opinion, on both of those teams. He had already done everything that he needed to do in the college game to certify himself as a first-round draft pick. Instead of shutting it down for the season, he elected in 26 days to push, fight through injury, and come back and continue playing for this team. This is as rock solid as a prospect as it can be. Obviously, as you point out, Mike, team goes into a lot of this, as I think we've seen with Kyle Pitts. Tight end can be a tricky position to work in. But if he goes to a team with competent quarterback play and a somewhat creative offensive mind, he's going to, in my opinion, be a very successful player. And I even think some of the knocks that people have had against him, oh, he's not a great blocker. I think he does everything else so well that because he's not the greatest blocker in the world, that seems like a negative there. He is a plenty good blocker. You've seen him maul guys in the run game before. And while, yes, they are bigger at the NFL level, I expect Brock Bowers, unless he has the misfortune of being taken by the New York Jets, to be a very good pro for a long time.
Let me just throw something at you, Connor. It's Connor Riley, guys, Dog Nation, as we talk about the upcoming draft. We know the SEC is going to put plenty of guys in the league. They do year in and year out. Talking about the Dogs right now, let me just project something to you. And call me crazy. Tell me what you think about this. The Chiefs in the first round, I think now, will be thinking, hey, I know what they've done in free agency. Let's take a flyer on this Ladd McConkey guy. Mike, to take him late in the first, Rashee Rice is going through some legal issues. That's not going away anytime soon.
Right.
And I think, tell me if I'm wrong, that Ladd may have worked himself into an early second-round pick, maybe late first. Am I crazy to believe that?
I absolutely agree with you there, Carl. I think you look at some of the teams at the back of the first round, the Buffalo Bills at pick 28, the San Francisco 49ers at pick 31, depending on what they obviously do with Brandon Ayuk, and then the Kansas City Chiefs at pick 32. I think Ladd McConkey fits with all of those teams. Obviously injuries are part of his factor, and I'm going to be fascinated to see if at all that has an impact on his draft status. But this guy is as good of a route runner there is. He is a way better athlete than he gets credit for. You will see, people out there say, oh, he's sneaky quick. No, he is legitimately fast. He ran a 4.39 at this year's 40, the best, I believe, three cone time of anyone in this year's draft class. And off the field as well, this guy won the Werfel Trophy, which is given for work done in the community. This is a rock-solid prospect. I think the big concern there, obviously, being his injuries. He had a knee injury, a back injury, an ankle injury during his last two seasons there. But other than maybe size, again, he's only around 6 foot. He is not the biggest wide receiver in the world. But look at what he did at Georgia, the ways in which he contributed to them winning, and the teams picking at the back half of the first round that are close to Super Bowls. They also have a need at wide receiver. I think Ladd McConkey could very well be the first-round wide receiver that Kirby Smart has had taken in his time at Georgia, which is really stunning given Ladd McConkey had two Power 5 offers coming out of high school, Vanderbilt and Georgia.
So our man Connor Riley, guys, from Dog Nation, as we're just a few days away now from the draft. Where do you think Amarius Mims is going to go?
I think maybe somewhere in the 20s, maybe he sneaks in the late teens. But I think you look at there are a lot of teams there in that 21 to 25 range. The Miami Dolphins, the Philadelphia Eagles, the Dallas Cowboys, and the Green Bay Packers, they all have sort of needs at that tackle position, and they're in spots where they may not ask him to come in and play right away, but at the same point in time, they're taking a big swing because while Amarius Mims only has 8 career starts, and that's so much of the narrative surrounding him, I don't believe from a just raw athletic standpoint there is a better tackle in this class. When he was able to play at the University of Georgia, was an impact player. I think if you consider what he did in the 2022 game against Ohio State, where that's his first career start in a college football playoff game, like going against guys that are going to be playing in the NFL, and he was a stud in that game. It shows just how high his ceiling is. Now, the deep class, there are certainly more safe bets at that offensive tackle position, but I think he's a guy, you know, maybe starting with the Bengals at pick 18 to the Packers at pick 25 is where we're going to hear Amarius Mintz's name called on Thursday.
Cedric Van Pran, it's Granger now, right? Pran Granger, is that
correct?
Right?
Correct.
So why am I seeing these projections for a guy that started all these games for the Dogs potentially in the fourth or fifth round? Like, I projected he would be better, or at least, you know, would be higher. What do you think?
I think part of it with him is you compare him. It is a rather deep center class in terms of the guys out there. And he's just not the physically biggest guy. You know, Jackson Powers Johnson out of Oregon, Graham Barton out of Duke, Zach Frazier out of West Virginia. They're all a little bit bigger than Cedric. And it's not like Cedric has, in my opinion, a lot more weight to put on. He's pretty close to maxed out physically. But to your point, Carl, look, Cedric Van Pran started 44 straight games. You have to be a special player to do that at the University of Georgia. And off the field, I don't know that Georgia's had a better leader in Kirby Smart's time at the program than Cedric Van Pran. He has, you know, obviously in terms of rallying guys around him, being a leader on the team, TGM captain, you get that. But also what he did for this defensive line in the wake of the tragedy of losing Devin Willock and how he got that group to come together and continue to honor Devin in that regard. I think this is going to be a guy who, you know, maybe he goes a little bit later than some of us thought, but it wouldn't surprise me in the slightest if this is the guy that ends up playing the longest of anyone in this Georgia draft class. And I know it's unfair to compare him to this guy, but you look at what Jason Kelsey did for the Philadelphia Eagles. It wouldn't shock me in 15 years if we're seeing Cedric Van Pran have a similar impact on a city like Kelsey did with Philadelphia.
Just real quick, Carl and I were debating different scenarios where if we went like edge rush or even went defensive tackle, something maybe people aren't talking about. What do you think about Kamari Lassiter? Because he's certainly in the middle of the or late in the second round. Do you think Lassiter's game evolves, or is he going to be a backup, a nickel guy?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The NFL.
I actually think he's a guy that has – maybe he didn't get asked to do this at Georgia because they like to play him on the outside. I think he could be a guy that plays in the nickel for you at the next level. I think his most impressive game at Georgia came against Missouri where they had him shadow Luther Burden around the field, and he played a good bit in that nickel slot corner position right there. So – it's a guy who, you know, his stock has fallen a little bit because he didn't run great at Georgia's pro day there. And he didn't obviously run in Indianapolis, but he's got really strong short area quickness, 2-year starter for Georgia, played in every game in his time at the University of Georgia. And so I think through the Falcons, it wouldn't surprise me if he's the pick there at, I think, 43 in the second round. It also wouldn't surprise me if he slips to the beginning of the third round and maybe you can possibly grab him at that point in the draft. His range is pretty wide. But I think this is a guy who, you know, athletic testing is what it is. from following him in his time at Georgia. This is a guy that is a competitor. This is a really strong Georgia draft class in the sense that, yes, it's maybe not as deep as it was in past years, but you look at so many of these guys coming out. These were the guys that formed the backbone of those back-to-back national championship teams. And I think that pedigree is going to transfer over into the NFL.
And I'll just keep it a corner real quick, just because these three guys all have something in common. They all played against Georgia, so you got to see them. Terrion Arnold and Kool-Aid McKinstry from Bama and Nate Wiggins from Clemson.
To me, the most interesting name there is Terrion Arnold. This is a guy Georgia recruited hard, really went after. And you know, Georgia didn't see him as a cornerback. They saw him as a safety. And then he goes to Alabama and has a really, really strong career. I know Kool-Aid McKinstry was the bigger name, the five-star prospect. You go back and watch that 2021 national championship game against Alabama, and I know McKinstry at that time was only a freshman. Georgia went after him, and they felt really comfortable targeting him and going after him. And it's a long time ago, sure, but I think if you're targeting one of those three there, I would actually be okay. If you believe Arnold is good enough, taking him at 8 rather than maybe hoping that, say, one of McKinstry or Wiggins falls to the second round there.
It's going to be fun, not just the first round, but all weekend long to see what teams do and how many dogs ultimately go and who in the SEC. I mean, like, I'm curious. A lot of these guys we've seen or talked about and where they end up. We'll be talking about it with you next week, Connor. Thanks so much. Tell the people where they can find your stuff.
Yep, you guys can follow me on Twitter at @KConnorRiley. We've got a ton of draft coverage coming up this week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.